Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, I hope.
Well, that is what's up. Welcome to the 24/7, everybody. It's brought to you by our friends of the New Hampshire Army National Guard. You can call 1-800-GO-GUARD. 1-800-GO-GUARD. This is right up you guys' alley.
It is and it's not, because I'm not really a believer in the paranormal and talking to the dead. I might be into serial killers and murder, but I don't know if this guy is really talking to Ed Gein.
So we're going to be talking to this guy, Steve Shippey, right?
Yes.
And he's featured on Shock Docs, the Ed Gein, the Real Psycho, which is going to air on Discovery Plus. It began on Friday. So it's on. You could see it. And what is he claiming, Laura, that he speaks to Ed Gein?
That he did to make this documentary. Yeah.
He's talking to the dead? So he's getting details from Ed Gein.
Yes.
And which one's Ed Gein?
Ed Gein is the one. He was a cannibal.
Did he wear people's skin like a coat?
Silence of the Lambs is based on
part of his history. And they also did Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because when they, fingernails of females, a lampshade made of skin of human face, pair of lips, four noses, gross. A belt made from female nipples, things I cannot mention.
That's not bad enough.
Somebody's heart in a plastic bag, somebody's head in a burlap sack. Skull in a box.
I'm not even
halfway through the list.
I understand, but why are you fascinated with stuff like that? That's what I don't get it.
It's how...
You kind of want to know
What happened to cause this?
Like, can a normal person be born this way, or is it a product of their environment growing up? Like, I want to know that. Like, and I think having the history of these crazies will kind of help people today to know whether or not they were just born that way, or was.
All right. What about this guy? Did his parents teach him to eat other people? I doubt it.
I also sometimes like to look at past cases and say, can you imagine if that happened now? Like with the technology that we have. Could they have got this guy before he did a major amount of killings? Did he go and do something and leave something behind that back in the 30s and 40s people didn't think anything of? But these days, that would have been a clear sign that he did it.
Laura, product of his environment, did he learn this?
He had a troubled upbringing. And I think he was born crazy, but when you're born crazy, I think some people can figure it out and become okay. He was born crazy and then was put into an environment that was bad. Bad for him with his abusive alcoholic dad, bad for him with his religious crazy mom. And this is what turned into Ed Gein.
I just can't.
And also
drive down that freaking road.
The lack of having a good police in his town, because many times he'd been caught for doing things and they were like, he talked his way out of it.
Yeah. Was he the one, Mindhunters, the guy with the glasses, the big fat guy in prison, was that supposedly Ed Gein? No. Okay. See, I get
that.
Look,
is the big tall guy is the co-ed killer.
Yeah.
All right. What was his name?
Richard Ramirez?
No, Richard Ramirez is the Night Stalker.
Okay. All right. I don't know, clearly.
Ed Gein, you see him, he looks like anybody's grandfather.
Yeah,
he's got the wool hat on.
So Steve Shippey is going to be joining us. And he, Kelly, apparently says that he talked to Ed Gein posthumously. See, look at Kelly. Now Kelly, there we go.
Okay.
There we go. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm more interested in the other stuff.
You're going to give it to him the I am buying it? You're going to do that? You're going to drop that on him? Kelly's a big fan of...
I try not to be rude.
I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. Ed Gein, The Real Psycho, a two-hour special, which chronicles the horrific crimes of this heinous killer through an active paranormal investigation, archival media, and cinematic recreations. You are not alone in your fascination with serial killers. Clearly, it's a budding, it's an industry. We have become a nation that is infatuated with the stories of serial killers, and I just don't get it. Leave it to the doctors. I don't need to be in on it. I don't need to be in on it.
Mm-hmm. Find it all very interesting.
Yeah, I know you do. You have a morbid sense.
You look back at some of these cases, and I go, man, if that had happened these days, with like I said, with everything that the police know, all the technology that we have now, would they have prevented him from killing more?
Mm-hmm.
How did this guy get away from this? Where did his what happened in his childhood to go wrong to make him go down this road?
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Yeah. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good.
You Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Greg.
Steve, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. We got Roadkill Kelly and Laura here. We're up in New England. Welcome to the Morning Buzz. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm going to start off. So I'm the host of the show, and I'm perplexed at the fascination with serial killers and such. But Roadkill and Laura here, oh, my God. It's like the most exciting thing ever. Shock Docs, Ed Gein, The Real Psycho. And what is it? What do you think it is? I'll ask you first. Why are we so fascinated with guys like this?
You know, I think it's just the fact that, I mean, first of all, it bends reality. You know, it's hard for people, normal people, to understand how somebody could be capable of this, what led to this happening, how did it happen, how did they go undetected for so long, and what makes a person tick like this.
Yeah. Shock Talks, by the way, on Discovery Plus. Go ahead, Scotty.
I always find very interesting when I'm watching this stuff to see, like, if this happened today, how we have technology and everything, how we could get this person. And I always find it interesting that way. Do you ever look at it like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's quite a fascination with this type of behavior. I think that people, you know, one thing that I personally find interesting about this subject is we know about these infamous people, these infamous cases, right? But for all we know, the most infamous serial killers have never been discovered. And it could even be happening right now in our own reality, maybe even in our own state, maybe even in our own town.
But you are not a crime investigator, correct? You're a paranormal investigator. And how did you end up getting involved with this Ed Gein story?
Well, so I guess to make a very long story short, there had been tons of reports of paranormal activity, hauntings taking place in the town of Plainfield, Wisconsin. And all of these hauntings and locations are tied into Ed Gein, his crimes, basically the legacy of Gein. So after receiving all these reports, even getting shown some video, some things that people had obtained, some proof, we got very, very interested in the case. Me personally, I've been doing this for over 20 years. I've you know, done several documentaries, but none of them have been about serial killers or anybody that's infamous, so to speak. So it wasn't that I was seeking out somebody like Dean. It just kind of, you know, organically came to us this way. And we went out there and decided there was enough validation that we will go and conduct an investigation.
This is Steve Shippey, part of Shock Docs, Ed Gein, the real psycho on Discovery Plus. I'm going to introduce you now to our on-staff investigator. I want to introduce you to Laura J. Boyce, who, oh my God, she's into it.
Well, I'm in,
she's
well,
so
I'm into,
into it,
see,
Steve.
Well, I'm into serial killers. I'm into the, were they born like this, or is it a product of the environment that they were raised in?
Or was it
I'm
an accident?
I'm more into that. But, yeah. Well, you can be born bad, but were you born bad and you couldn't figure it out because of your environment or whatever. But I'm more curious now about the paranormal side of things, because this is something where I don't really believe. And I wouldn't know how you would find, you go and investigate the houses and the paranormal activity, but how does the serial killer trust you into talking to you? Is he talking to you? Is he sending you signs? I don't get that part of it.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sure that there's any measure of trust, so to speak, in, you know, in a paranormal investigation of this kind. But basically, there's several different ways that we investigate the paranormal. We use ITC communication devices, geoports, spirit box, basically trying to catch a disembodied voice through radio wave. Of course, digital recorders, analog. That, you know, these are more audio based. We use an SLS system, infrared cameras, Polaroid, full spectrum, these type of things for visual, laser grids. Are we getting anything three-dimensional entering the laser grid, temperature fluctuation, spike in the magnetic field? There's a lot of different ways of doing it. And, of course, you know, other methods like using a psychic medium, which we did in this particular case, Cindy Kaza.
So okay. Has there been contact, according to you, paranormal contact or whatever, with Ed Gein?
We believe so. Yeah, we definitely believe that that's the case. You know, oftentimes when you're doing these investigations, you do have to be a little bit careful because you don't really know who you're communicating with. You know, just kind of like when people would mess around with the Ouija board when they're younger and it's saying, you know, that I'm a child, I'm eight, this is how I died. You don't know that's who you're speaking with.
So
right?
you go ahead. I could have, go ahead.
Was he pissed off? Was Ed Gein pissed off?
I don't know that he was necessarily angry with us, but he definitely seemed to be rather trying to intimidate our psychic medium, Cindy, which kind of would make sense, true to his nature, targeting females. We definitely got a lot of different responses from him and a spirit coming through claiming to be Augusta, which is his mother, Augusta Gein.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm a guy that is open to those kind of things, right? I don't know who am I to say what's possible and what isn't? But here's my thing. Steve, when you're sitting there and you're reaching out into, you know, the other world or whatever the term is, right, and you're looking for Ed Gein, how do you know that some other malevolent being or spirit or whatever doesn't just jump in there and go, yeah, I'm Ed? How do you know?
Well, that's the thing. You don't know. I mean, you can never really be 100% certain. Yeah. I mean, we're basically going off of different things that we're asking, you know, receiving the proper answers, that type of thing. Okay. But at the end of the day, you know, just like you say, you are kind of looking into an abyss, and, you know, you don't know who you're communicating with, and you always have to be very cautious of that.
Go ahead, Scott.
Steve, did you say that you went to his childhood home? Is anybody living there?
Okay, so it wasn't his home, actually. Right after he was arrested and there was kind of a media frenzy surrounding Plainfield, in the middle of the night, somebody went out there and burnt it down, I think as a way to just maybe just try to end it or hope that the masses would go away. We gained access to his farm where the house once stood, where he was doing a lot of his things, yeah.
See, this is what I don't get, and I get people need to investigate stuff. I get that. I don't want to be anywhere near that guy existed. Do you know what I'm saying? As a normal guy.
Well, in fascination, I would like to, you know, if I was in the area, I'd say, hey, let's just go by.
No, because I believe,
just drive by.
I don't want to be in that. That's got to be some bad mojo going on there.
They didn't even feel bad. People were chipping away at his headstone and finally broke it in a piece and took it.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. I don't get it. It's an industry, Steve, right? I mean, the investigating serial killers after they, you know, years after, decades after, if not centuries after, has become a booming business thanks to all of the platforms that we have to watch this kind of stuff because of the fascination people have. Is that a fair statement?
I would say that's a fair statement. You know, there's a lot of different subcultures that, you know, that are interested in this type of thing, just like there is of the mafia or so many other type of true crime, you know, esque type of content. Mm-hmm.
Have you, when you were doing this investigation for the Shock Docs, which is on Discovery Plus, was there ever a moment, Steve, where you were like, I am out of here? Have you ever, like, you know what I'm saying? Hair raised on your arms, you're like, I'm out. There was.
Yeah, you know, definitely. There was a couple of experiences. One of them, wasn't talked about in the documentary because I didn't talk about it. In fact, to really anybody there. But, telling you this right now, there was a point where we were called. We gained a lead that an individual in the area did have a weapon, not to give away too much, that Ed Gein had used. This guy was a kind of a macabre collector, and we were able to go to his residence, interview him, talk to him, see the weapon. And while I was there, I was I just had a really bad feeling about the place. I really didn't want to be there. Never really experienced that per se before. It was rather unusual. And then the guy starts talking about ever since he obtained it, his house is haunted. He goes on with some really, really negative stories about what's happened in his life since he's had these things. And I really felt for the guy, and off camera, I really urged him that if I was him, I would get rid of the items. I wouldn't just, I would dispose of it. I wouldn't want anybody else to have it. That's kind of up to him what he chooses to do with it.
That's my problem. Why would you ever go out into the middle of nowhere and meet with a guy that collects that kind of stuff?
I'd mail it to one of my enemies, Steve. Yeah. I'd mail it to Greg over here, and I'd be like, good. Here, I got you something.
So you're going to collect a weapon that a mass murderer used, and I'm going to feel comfortable around you? I'll never sleep. I will never sleep if that's somebody I know. You know, it's crazy. But, you know, people are fascinated with it. Laura and Scotty both, they're both fascinated with it, you know, and people love it. So I'm sure people are going to watch it. It's already on. It's on Discovery Plus. It's called Shock Docs, Ed Gein, the Real Psycho. And we appreciate you taking some time to be with us, Steve.
Stay
really
safe.
Appreciate it. Stay safe.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
For sure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I believe in things. I ain't buying that at all.
Okay. It's three-dimensional. Saw some three-dimensional images and stuff, and got that bad feeling there, that guy's house. And,
Give her a second. I thought you got swayed.
No, he's not getting swayed.
Because I can be swayed.
The table might have been shaking.
You know, I can be swayed. Yeah. I just, I don't know if that's going to sway me. Laura? Laura wants so much to talk about the case and not the paranormal
stuff.
Right,
that's more interesting, yes. And the paranormal.
Yeah, I want to know more about the history of Ed Gein more than I went to his house because somebody said it was haunted.
What could you possibly know?
What serial killer's going to...
What could you possibly know that you don't already seemingly know? When is enough? How many times are you going to watch a special about this guy or about who's the guy who was really smooth with the ladies? That guy. What was that? The really good-looking guy?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy.
Like, how many times? Jesus, I'm so sick of the Pamela Smart story. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can't even fathom, and she claims she was innocent. Yeah. I don't understand how that happened, but, you know, I when is enough for you, Laura?
Sicko.
I don't know. I'm just, I don't know, take it in. You like watching, what's that boat show? I watch the murders.
Here's what I'm gonna agree with Laura.
The boat show.
They're probably like a Sunday afternoon. You're like, oh, back to work, and you just want to put the TV on and relax.
Maybe you guys, I don't want to see people stabbed.
Maybe you guys
want to
put golf
eating
on everything.
People.
I'll tell you what. I'll put on one of those crime shows and just be like so relaxed.
I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I don't get it.
It's not right.
I don't get it.
Even I realize
but their life is really bad. I'm watching that, zoning out, going, wow.
That's the last thing I want to watch.
My life is so not like that.
And let me tell you something. Anybody that says to me, I actually bought the knife that Ed Gein used to kill somebody, that is fucked up, and I'm never going to be around you.
No. Why?
Yeah,
that's
I'm not
fucked up.
That's dumb.
Sorry, that seriously.
Grizzly.
Hey, but what if it's somebody
not a
who's buying?
Was hit out of the home, you know.
But I mean,
baseball.
You could go to
weapon.
A museum and see stuff like that.
Different.
I don't know as though I want to go to a museum and see a murder weapon that a guy used to cut someone's head off.
Well,
with.
I might be interested in that. But I wouldn't want it in the house.
I'm telling you right now, as a guy, I think it's a part of our instinct to go to a museum. Okay, right. You go to a museum, Greg, and they say, hey, you want to see the car that Bonnie and Clyde got shot in?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
That's a car.
Yeah.
It's not the instrument.
Okay.
Greg makes a good
all right.
point.
You know what I mean?
But there's a good chance close to that car you're going to have the Tommy guns that the highwaymen used to mow them down.
But a gun is completely different because it can be done at a distance. A knife is personal, man.
Very,
you're up close.
Very.
You know what I mean? And I don't want to think. No, I don't. No. See, I can't. You know, I can't. It's a fascinating thing that you are fascinated by it. That in and of itself is fascinating to me.
I don't want to own any of that stuff. But if I went to Kelly's house
come
and he
my
said,
house, I got
he
a
said,
collection.
Hey, dude, guess what? I got a sniper rifle that my buddy used and he killed it. I want to see it.
I don't want to be any part of that.
That's
I
cool.
Just don't.
I mean, let me see it.
Do you think at all? Now, Laura, you're not going to, I don't think you believe this. Scotty can be a little bit more tolerant of things, you know, the paranormal type things. Do you think that any type of, I don't know, mojo
comes with an item?
Can come with an item?
But what's that haunted doll?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Raggedy Ann doll.
Yes.
Yeah, right. You think it's possible?
Oh, I do, yes.
Then why would you ever want to be near something or see something that did something
because
that
because I heinous? Think if it's going to be the owner, not the person who... I think if I go over and look at a knife that killed somebody from Kelly's house, I think he's the one getting the bad mojo, not me.
Dude, Greg Brady wore that freaking...
And look what happened
around
to him.
His
almost,
neck
he
in
almost
Hawaii.
Died.
He almost died.
They didn't bring him back into the cave.
Yeah, no shit. Stupid. I come with the real facts.
I sometimes wonder, prepared. Like, okay, are you nervous about something bad happening to you? The lead singer of Korn was going to open a museum of serial killer stuff, and then something happened in his life, and he still owns the items, but does not want to share that with anybody.
What was the name of the doll in The Conjuring? That's the
Annabelle.
Annabelle, right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's legit. It's got, there's like, they've got stories on it. And I tend to believe it, but I'm open to it anyway. Mm-hmm. You know? But
and on a side note, Kelly Clarkson's boobs look amazing today on her show.
Yeah, so does her guest. Anyway, but we've been focusing mostly on the interview.
Yeah, that's a huge push-up bra. I mean, that's a big old push-up bra. I love Kelly Clarkson. Don't get me wrong. Yep. I'm just saying that's a push-up bra.
I'd motorboat them till the sun came up.
Okay.
That's a long time.
I think I'd get chap face.
Yeah.
Some of my beard would wear off.
Scotty's face Scotty's face is all chap.
I'd come in and I'd be like, holy crap,
there's nobody,
what happened to him?
There's nobody. Look at that face with all the hair on. They're not going to love getting rubbed all day until tomorrow?
From what he tells me, he's very skilled.
Just so you know, women like facial hair.
I know, dude.
I'm just letting you know.
I know that.
All right.
I know. Clearly,
sometimes
I have
if you
it.
Shave it off, it, oh.
Yeah, I know.
We're talking like
Laura.
Weeks.
Where are you with the facial hair?
I like Jeff's mustache.
Would Scotty's facial hair bug you if he was motorboating?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, just
no. Okay, so you take my beard and you put it on Jeff's face. Is it going to bother you?
It's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like a
smooth but there ride. It's there, and you'll hit it when you want to, right?
Correct. Right? Yeah, I don't need to be
we shifted
overtaken
gears.
By it.
We really shifted gears going
from serial killers
to motorboating.
Yeah.
Only we can do that.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for checking out the wow.
You motor bearding son of a bitch.
Well, Laura, I hope you feel better. I hope we see you tomorrow. If you don't feel good,
you're
stay home.
You're going to see me tomorrow.
Okay? All right.
I need some help with my Venmo. I need to see you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Scotty will...
I will be in tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to need you. You also, Greg. Right. I hope you enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Peace be with you.
Too. Yeah, peace be with you and also with you. Thanks for checking out the Bus 24-7. Bye, Laura. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.